Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Cass. Hey, I'll see you.
Hello.
And we are joined by the immaculate Ruby Innes today.
Hi. How's it going?
Yeah, pretty good.
It's going good. Excellently, and today we are talking about bad luck.
Womp, womp, womp.
I did the rude thing where you asked, how are you? And I went, good, and didn't ask you back.
Yeah, I'll remember that. Yeah.
That was unlucky for Ruby.
Just my luck.
Bad luck, mate. Sorry. I think I'm going to start doing that more because I don't care. You know, I don't care what anyone's doing. In small talk. Because I work at a bar, right? And they're always like, hey, how are you? I'm like, oh, yeah, good. How are you? Like, yeah, not too bad. What a waste of time. Just tell me what you want.
Do you know what? I started doing that at my job.
Yeah.
Like today, I was thinking, no, I'm cutting this out. People would be like, hi, how are you going? And I'd say, great, thank you. How can I help?
Yeah, nice. It's
See,
good. It's efficient.
I always ask how they are, be it hospitality or retail, and those two only. Because very specifically, like I remember being in retail, and anytime someone asked for something or like demanded something and didn't ask me how I was, I put them on like a mental kill list.
Oh, I'd ask if I were going to a shop.
Yeah.
But as the person trying to give the service.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not
you don't need
back.
To. You don't need
no.
to.
Yeah.
But the thing is, anytime someone came to the counter and didn't ask me how I was, like in my head, I'm like, I'm killing you.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Am I just some hired slave to you?
Oh, yeah. Beep, boop, beep, boop. Am I a fucking robot?
At your service, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if people don't even say hello, then it's like, you know, one beer, please. Like, oh, God.
Just this, thanks. I'll kill you. I'm killing you.
Do you have any, like, bad luck rituals? As in things you do to avoid bad luck?
Oh, things I do to avoid. Because I do a lot of stuff to bring on bad luck. so it's actually really hard to think of the things I do to avoid. Well,
life's too good. You're trying to nerf yourself every day.
Yeah.
It's not challenging enough.
I'm very hashtag blessed. Things are pretty good for me. But like, I'm also convinced I have really bad luck. Because like, I'm the sort of like, if I'm going down a flight of stairs, in my head, my brain is screaming, you're going to fall, you're going to fall, you're going to die, you're going to die tonight, you're dying, you're going to fall to the bottom of the stairs and you're going to die at the bottom of the stairs. And then I get to the bottom, I haven't fallen. Yeah. And I'm like, well,
phew, that was a close one.
Just my luck.
So do you think you're actually extremely lucky then?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I think there are situations in there are like parts of my life that I think I'm very lucky for. Like like my career, for example. I'm very lucky to be in the position that I'm in, and like I'm very lucky to live in a beautiful house with the two loves of my life, my two besties. I'm very, very lucky, and I'm lucky for so many reasons. But like, I also like, every coffee I have, I spill on myself. and if I don't spill it on myself, I've dropped it on the floor and it's cracked open.
Fuck,
it's a
your
weird
life
thing.
Sounds horrible. Like a living hell.
God, every day you get to drink a coffee.
Every day I drink a coffee. And It's literally like I've dropped coffees so often that sometimes I feel like I'm doing it on purpose for attention. And I know that I'm not, but like in my brain, I'm
but
like
maybe somewhere Rawr. deep in the brain, it's like people will look at me.
Yeah, I want people to see my fail.
Yeah, I had as far as bad luck goes, a friend of ours before work, they were meeting up with some work friends. They get a coffee and then a bird shit directly into the coffee. And so like then she looked around, no one notices. So she's like, I think it would be better if, I don't know if it's better or worse that no one notices. But anyway, no one notices. So she just like, I think she kept it and then just didn't drink it because her work friends arrived and then sort of was a new job. So didn't want to like be like, hey, a bird just shit in my coffee to people that she barely knew.
I would say that.
I think it's funny. I think it's a good little icebreaker. You will never believe this. A bird just shat in my coffee. Yeah. And I'm still holding it because I'm too nervous to pour it out somewhere.
I would scream it. I would be like, that's the funniest thing that's happened to me today. Like anytime I drop a coffee, I tell people about it.
Oh, maybe there is something deep within.
Yeah.
Who would you be if you could hold a coffee?
And they're like, oh, no. And I'm like, I didn't get a laugh, but I did get pity. And you know what?
That's...
you can win in some way.
Do you think when people talk about bad luck, they're like, oh, if you step on a crack, you break your mother's back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty luck. Specific. That's pretty specific.
It's not great luck for your mother's back to break.
No.
No, but I don't think that's luck because you're making the choice to step on a crack.
That's true.
But if, like, go under a ladder, you break a mirror or something. Mm. Is it, like, bad luck? How severe is the bad luck supposed to be? Is it, like, your wife's going to leave you and you're going to get fired and you're going to crash a car? Or is it, like, you just sort of lose every coin toss kind of thing?
I was about to say
you lose every second coin toss, but that's how all coin tosses go.
Is it, like,
that's
are
normal.
You going to get severely maimed or injured? Or are you just going to, like, piss your pants a little when you sneeze? Like... where do we draw the line?
I interpret it as because it's a lot of it's 7 years of bad luck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There is 100% bad luck, and that would be dying, right?
That's probably the unluckiest you can be.
I guess that depends on your view of death, though. Like if you're
that's
like,
true.
If you're like me wanting to die, then like you dying is good
lucky
luck,
you.
Right?
Yeah, but okay. Let's just say you're. 100% bad luck is the worst thing that could possibly happen to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Over the 7 years, you will get the equivalent. So, like, if dying is your 100%, that's the worst unlucky you could be. You're not going to die.
Or like a steel rod through the guts, something bad.
So that's your 100%. So throughout the 7 years, you're going to get a lot of little percents that make up to 100% over the course of 7 years. So you won't die.
Oh, okay.
But like,
you reckon that's how it works.
I reckon. Also, maybe every single time you do a coin toss, you lose the coin toss, but you do...
How many coin tosses equals a steel rod to the guts, though?
I do a lot of coin tosses in my days, so, let me tell you.
Is it that, like, every single day of your life you have, like...
A bird shits in your coffee.
A bird shits in your coffee, or, like, you have something little, or is it, you know, every few months, like, you break a bone or something?
Every few months you break a bone until all of your bones are broken and you are a puddle of goo. That'd be good.
Yeah.
You reckon?
You'd be so flexible.
Okay, so
like as well, like do you think, like life hack here,
okay.
Like do you think if you did a whole bunch of stuff that gave you back, like oh no, I broke a mirror, I got 7 years bad luck. If you kept doing that, do you think you'd live forever because like the luck monster has decided that like you need to stay alive so all these unlucky things can happen to you?
You need to serve your time. You need to live another 7 years to get 7 years of bad luck.
You've gotten all that bad luck out.
I reckon there's something to that.
Yeah, but
maybe it's like in jail. Hey, you can be sentenced to 100 years, but if you die, you just still die.
Yeah. Let's be real. I think it's all self-fulfilling prophecy, right?
So yeah, like if I think
you,
so. Yeah.
If you walk under a ladder and your brain tells you, oh, I've got this many years bad luck, you're going to like do a little goof or like have a little kerfuffle happen to you.
Yeah.
And you're going to attribute that.
Like, oh, that ladder.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, it's because the ladder last week. What if I had walked around the legs?
It does seem very harsh, doesn't it? 7 years bad luck just for breaking one mirror? That's intense.
Yeah,
the punishment doesn't fit the crime.
Look, I've probably like walked under a ladder or something, or like walked under a sign, like in between poles. I know that's a bad luck.
Can you imagine working as a scaffolder?
Oh my God.
So you would be so unlike every
have
day
you heard
you're
of
walking
a happy
under
scaffolder?
Ladders.
Have you ever met a construction worker who's like love and life?
I think so. They're rich as hell. What are you talking about?
Sure, well, yeah,
they get a big truck and live. They finish at 3 o'clock and then drink a million beers. That's a great life.
I would say a construction worker and like hard labor is like the most sell your like it's second to army in terms of sell your body jobs.
Yeah, big time.
Because you work really long hours.
But they're selling it for heaps of money.
Yeah, and then a lot of them get injured.
And then you go on workers' comp. There's no problem here, Cass. They've
See,
got it made.
My dad's a carpenter, and like he doesn't make crazy money, but like they can live, so that's good. But he's a carpenter.
Yeah. God, that'd be nice.
We love earning a living wage. Would love to experience it.
The man can survive.
Yeah.
But like you know, my parents, they live somewhat comfortably. My mom is doing like a part-time job while also doing her master's, so she's struggling. Oh, but like that woman is like, I have so much respect for her. Like,
what are they studying?
She's doing a master's in public health.
Oh. Cool.
And it's cute because like she doesn't know how to do referencing. she's doing a master's and she does not know how to do.
That seems like something you should learn,
right? It's because she's not too good at typing. Like she can type, but like it takes her a while. And so every time she has an assignment, I'll go over to mum's house for a dinner, free home cooked meal, and I'll do all her references in APA 7. And I like to think that I'm getting that master's too.
Yeah, do you get like a little like a 10%? Cut of the masters?
Yeah, I think so. I think she'll cut out a piece of it.
Yeah. You can cut out the university seal and you can just have that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can stick it to a ribbon and put it on your neck.
Well, the thing is she's getting like she's a smart lady. She's getting like high distinction after high distinction.
Oh,
and every time she does, she messages me and she's like, "We got a high distinction." And I'm like, "Huh?" That's great.
Oh, go us.
Yeah, we're the best. But my dad's a carpenter and he's still working and he's like nearing 60.
Nice.
And like if you look at his hands, it is very much the vibe of like, my hands look like this, so her hands can look like this. Except the thing is, it's like my mom also works. So like, but their hands look bad. But like, it's crazy. Like, I'm so shocked that he's still working. And then I think about it, I'm like, I don't think they can afford to not.
No, no one can. And it'd be fun because it'll only get worse and then we'll never be able to retire.
It's so cool.
Which is cool.
I think
we're going to work and then we'll
be
dead.
Able to buy a house or put a deposit down on a house is when I, you know, am at the age of retirement, because I think I'll have enough in my super account to put a deposit down for a house maybe.
Mm.
You don't think the housing market's going to cotton on to that and then jack the prices up like they always do?
I don't want to think about that.
We've got a first home buyer's grant. Cool. Well, we'll raise all the house prices to that price because now we know that I think they're like, hey, if you've got this much money for a house, then we'll give you this much money to help you buy a house. So they raised all the house prices to those two amounts combined because they knew that everyone who could afford the lower amount would get the grant for the higher amount.
It's so fucked up. It's
we gotta crash this thing.
I'm trying.
I think honestly, I don't know what it's gonna take. I realized the other day, like it's not that there aren't enough places, and like when it comes to
there's
renting,
heaps of empty houses. It makes me so sad.
It's all fucking Airbnb, dude. Mm-hmm. And Airbnb does not have transparency
and negative gearing
about how many buildings and apartments and houses are on the market available in Australia. Instead, it's just like over this amount.
Yeah, over 1,000 in Melbourne or something.
The actual exact amount. And I feel like it is a lot fucking more than is on the rental market.
Yeah. So, big time.
Yeah.
Burn him.
Oh, well. Should have been born 60 years earlier.
That's
what we should have done.
Bad luck on our part. I think that's probably the worst luck we've had.
You know, really, that's on us. We really should have figured it out and been born when houses were $2 and everyone got paid $10 a year.
Yeah.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Voluma XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Over the years, our beautiful and talented artist Nathan Davis has created stellar artwork far greater than the utter bullshit it's been associated with. And for 10 years, we've been occasionally badgered with comments like, hey, this artwork is great. I'd love to have this as the background on my phone. Or, man, this looks really cool. It sure would be neat to have that as my desktop, if only it was available somewhere. And come on, guys, you have the artwork. It's right there. It shouldn't be this hard. Well, do I have some good news for you? For at least a dollar, you can download the perfect desktop wallpaper for your computer or that little Google machine you've got there right from our website, sanspantsradio.com/shop, and click the downloads icon. We've currently got several wallpaper packs available, but do check back often as I'm sure we'll add more, maybe in a further 10 years. So once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop and click that downloads icon.
You guys want to hear some stuff that causes bad luck?
Yeah.
These are my facts about bad luck.
All right.
So obviously breaking a mirror.
Yeah.
A lot of these... I've never heard of before, and it's just a list on Wikipedia, so I have no further context.
Yes.
So we can only speculate, because there's literally no way to know where these come from. Yeah. A flock of birds going from left to right.
But that's... So if you're standing on the right of birds...
Yeah. Yeah. You could just turn around and it would... Yeah.
Yeah, if you turn around, then they're going from right to left, you're just not looking at them.
Or, like, close your eyes.
Yeah.
Well, there's no way to tell which way they went. They started from left. We don't know which way they're going.
No, they started, yeah, if they start from left, go to the right.
Yeah, but if you close
luck.
Your eyes, Ruby's right.
Yeah, I suppose
you can
so.
Hack
yeah,
the
close
system.
Your eyes, it's not real.
There's a bunch of numbers. Number 4 is really unlucky in Chinese, Japanese, and Korean.
13 as well, right?
Well, specifically 4 because it sounds. The number 4 in those languages sounds like the word death.
Yeah, which I think they're really nice. If you bring someone like a plate of treats, you have to have like 3 or 5.
Yeah, you can't have 4. But also 3 and 5 looks better. 4 looks weird.
That's what I was going to say. It looks a lot nicer.
Number 9 is also bad luck because it sounds like the word for suffering in Japanese. These guys got to get some different words for numbers. The number 43 also... Oh my God. The number 43 in Japanese culture is unlucky because it sounds like the word stillbirth.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? That's wild.
But like,
anyway, get some new names for numbers,
like,
guys.
That's got to be like death and then another word. Is it like
yeah,
yeah. I suppose, like yeah. The number 43. In Japanese culture, maternity wards numbered 43 are considered taboo as the word for the number means stillbirth. Yeah. Wild. That's number 13, that's classic.
Yeah.
Also number 17 in Italian, number 39 in Afghan culture, and 666, of course.
Why is 13 unlucky? 666 an unlucky number?
Isn't it an angel number?
666. Yeah. It's the devil number.
No, but the devil was an angel.
Yeah.
Whoa, you're right.
Devil was an angel.
13, it was like a Greek thing, I think.
Yeah.
You know, there's nowhere to know.
There's truly no way to know.
Did you know that giving a clock as a gift is also bad luck?
Why?
Because to give a clock, as in the phrase, to give a clock, has the same pronunciation as sending off for one's end in Chinese. So it means the same, like, say, it's like a homonym or homophone, which is like, you're about to die is also the same as he's a clock.
Just imagine going to a party and like handing them a clock and just being like, oh, kill yourself.
Yeah. What'd you say? Oh, you've got the clock. Sorry, I thought you said kill yourself, but you just said give me a clock.
Yeah, I always get those mixed confused. Up.
Mm.
Yeah, they sound so similar, you know?
Umbrella indoors is a classic. Horseshoe upside down, the luck will fall out. I love this. On the Isle of Man, they call rats long tails. And they're also bad luck. But I really like the name Long Tails for rats.
What?
Sorry. What? Just rats in general are bad luck.
Just rats are bad luck, but they call them long tails.
Oh,
what's a short tail then?
Mouse. I assume. I don't know.
The ratio of tail to body is the same.
Yeah.
You were so quick with the mouse, obviously. Yes.
Okay, in Navajo culture, pointing at a rainbow, bad luck. What? Throwing rocks into the wind. Bad luck.
That's
a coyote chance. Crossing one's path, heading north, bad luck. And an owl flying over a house is bad luck.
Seeing a crow is bad luck too, right?
Yep, that's also there. Ravens, crows, and magpies in general, bad luck.
Magpies?
Yep.
Or something like that.
Pointing at a fence in England, bad luck.
There are so many rules.
Pointing at a fence?
Pointing, just like, if you point at a fence, you're fucked.
Oh, fuck.
So, that's really weirdly specific.
Yeah.
A black cat crossing your path.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a big reason as to why, this is really sad, adoption rates for black cats are super low.
Really?
Because of that superstition.
But they're cool and witchy.
They're so cool.
Adam, my housemate, his partner moved in, but they have a black cat. And that guy gets across my path like 10 times a day. Yeah, this guy is the most in the way cat. It's just he's hanging out, getting under your feet. He loves lying down in the middle of the hallway.
Mm. Your path's fucked.
My luck is maybe over. That's why. Because like 10 times a day, this guy's crossing my path.
And he knows as well. He's aware of it. He's like, I'm doing this to you on purpose.
Yeah. He's cursing me.
Yeah.
A couple other bad luck things I hadn't heard of. Killing a ladybug is bad luck.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I think if you kill a ladybug, it was bad luck that you were born.
Yeah.
If you have that much hate in your heart, your life's awful. Nicest. You ruined it.
I'm super like scared of bugs. I don't like them coming at me, near me, be around me. Do not like it. Ladybugs are so nice and so
cute. They're lovely. They eat all the aphids too.
Yeah, they keep your roses good.
Mm.
They're lovely little creatures. Like, why?
They're lovely little predators.
Why would you want to
do that? Don't know. Psychos. Also, this one I hadn't heard of. If you light three things on the same match, that's bad luck.
What?
Oh, you like can, three candles?
Three candles. The superstition comes from if soldiers, if they were hanging around smoking ciggies, if three of them lit a cigarette from one match, one of them would die. Apparently.
I mean, like, that's a given, but not even because of the match. It's like,
just one in three people are probably going to
get. If three guys in the army do a thing, one of them will die.
It could have been anything.
Yeah. There's bullets flying everywhere. One of them's going to hit you.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, shocking. Someone died at war. Get over it. There
that's my bad luck list.
I think we should make up some new ones.
Yeah.
I think that it is unlucky to
shit.
All right.
Good.
On a Wednesday.
Yeah.
No Wednesday shits. That's hump day, not Wednesday. Dump day.
That's where it comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you need a backstory for it. So it has some, I don't know, some relevance or some like authenticity, you know? Like Did you know that everyone who dumps on a Wednesday will eventually die?
Because people have dumped on a Wednesday and they found everyone to have been dead.
Yeah.
Do you, what 100% do you think?
100% of people who have died have dumped on a Wednesday.
Is there anyone on earth who is older than a month old who has not dumped on a Wednesday?
It couldn't be.
Yeah. Everyone.
Surely not, right? We've all dumped on a Wednesday. Even people who are pretty irregular, even when you're a baby or a toddler, they shit all the time. They're all there, a shit factory. Yeah.
Well, it's 24/7 dumps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always dumping.
Yeah. That's constant dumping.
Yep.
Streamlined
shits.
I think if you drink
shit on a Wednesday.
I mean, like, I feel like that would be a result of bad luck, right?
Yeah. Drinking you break a mirror, like, oh, God, I got to go drink shit.
Oh, just so nothing else bad luck happens to me. You get it
yeah, maybe if you drink shit, that's your remedy for bad luck.
Yeah.
You can only do it after you spill salt or open an umbrella inside or dump on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
You have to drink shit.
So your friend who had the shit in their coffee would have been fine after their Wednesday dump if they'd actually taken a sip.
Exactly.
Yeah. Drink it. That's it. Which, you know.
Just one sip will do.
I think they should have told everyone and then drunk it in front of them.
Yeah. Be like, a bird shat in my coffee and then just start sipping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's
good.
That's a good way to, maybe we should start doing that as like a power move. Be like, before you got here, a bird shat in my drink. You missed it, but.
I think that would just. No, you're lying because you're. Why would you drink bird shit?
Well, then they would have thought your friend was lying.
If she drank the bird shit, yes. Yeah. Yes.
I think she'd be telling the truth because I believe women.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hayden's
canceled. Yeah. Sorry.
No, you don't make the rules. That's fair. It's fair enough.
Yeah.
Because women don't make the rules. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. Fuck.
There we go.
I've been double. Does that like a double negative? I'm back on. So, yeah. I'm back up.
Do you guys?
Here's an ally again.
Do you guys think that you have bad luck?
I think I have really good luck. I think I have exceptional luck.
Nah, I got shit luck, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Why do you think that
has anything
luck?
To do with genetics? Like, you got given all the good luck and you got given all the bad luck?
Our mum is magic.
Mm. Okay.
Mum is magic. I've never met
magic.
It's actually wild.
Anytime she needs a job, she will say to someone, like, she will talk to us and be like, I think I need a job. And within a day, someone will call her and offer her a job.
Yeah, like, it's wild. Like,
sometimes it'll be from places she's visited.
Yeah, she just like puts it out there and then she just like receives it. Like it's happened many times.
Every single job in her whole life.
And also
life.
Think about how many times, it's not like she applied for a job the next day and got it. Like someone offers her a job straight away the next day.
Yeah.
Not the next day, but like pretty close.
I actually have kind of similar luck in that sense. I'm very good at networking. I'm very good at networking. I will say that. I get along with people, but I have never gone out of my way for a job that I've gotten. So I think the only time I've applied for a job and didn't get it was like a funny ABC moment where I applied for Good Game Spawn Point with like a pre-recorded video. And I made a joke in the video doing like a fake news report saying that Donkey Kong died of diabetes complications. And
they didn't give you the job.
They did not get back to me. But you know, like it was funny. It was a goof. But like when it comes to the jobs that I've had, so like Domino's, JB Hi-Fi, SBS, Kotaku, I got reached out to for all of them.
Got poached.
Yeah, like Domino's, I went in.
Wait, JB poached you from Domino's?
Oh fuck, I forgot EB Games. So okay. Domino's, the manager was there when I ordered a pizza. I was like 14. He's like, do you want a job? And I'm like,
hey,
okay.
I like your vibe.
Yeah, literally.
And hey, you're like, buying the pizza. Oh, I'd buy the pizza from you.
I make it a pizza. I make it a pizza. You buy it a pizza. Maybe you could make it a pizza. Yeah. And then I was like, oh.
You ordered a large pepperoni. I like your style, kid. I think you got what it takes.
And then I got the EB Games job because my older brother recommended me to the manager because he went there pretty often. And then, you know, I went for the interview and then I got
it.
And then with JB, my friend was a manager and was like, do you want to work in the games department of JB? And I'd been at EB for like 4 years at that point. And I was like, okay. And then she kind of just did it under the rug. And then I was working there. And then SBS, I was doing my radio show for like a number of years. Mm. And a friend of mine who also had a show at that radio station at 2SER worked at SBS. And he's like, would you want some shifts at SBS? And I was like, okay. And so we went through the motion and then I got it.
Cool.
And then for Kotaku, the publisher reached out to me on Twitter because I guess shitposting works.
So they would have been pro Donkey Kong Diabetes.
I guess so. Yeah.
I like your style, it. Kid. You got to get what it takes.
I like the cut of your jib. I like the way you say horrible stuff. And they were like, do you want to apply for this? We're interested in you. And then I got that. And then with Loki, the guys, after I did one of their shows, sat me down for coffee and was like, oh, so how would you feel about working with us? And I was like,
pretty
okay,
good.
Cool.
For money? All right.
So when it comes to work, I've been very, very lucky. But I've been very good at talking to people. So
yeah,
I
that's
that
important.
Yeah. I think you're skilled. Mm. I'll also say you're lucky, but I think you should give credit to yourself.
I also do a lot. I do. I do so much.
You're
so
very dewy.
Tired. So fucking tired, you know. I do too much. But like I think that's where my luck is mainly, is like occupational.
Nice.
But like I never buy lottery tickets because I know I will lose.
Well, that's really clever.
That's probably just smart.
Yeah.
And I don't gamble.
You got a brain on you.
I don't bet. I don't gamble. Yeah. I do not have a slap.
That's another thing with our mom. If she goes out of a night, she can gamble and win back the money that she spent on the night every time.
God. Yeah, pretty much every time. She doesn't do it very often.
No.
It's like very occasionally, you know, a couple bets. I'm like, hey, cool, we won $300. Let's pay for dinner. Cool.
Done.
Yeah, wild.
One time she was walking past one of those spinny wheels on the way out of a dinner place. You know, those spinny wheels, like the no
Wheel
chance.
Of Fortune, right.
Yeah, one of those. They spun that, won all the money that they'd spent that night. They're like, oh, cool. And Mom's like, yeah, it's nice. You can just go out and, like, you know, if you do a keno or whatever, it pays for your night. And I'm like, you can't give that as advice.
Yeah, but it works 100% of the time for me.
It really does work 100% of the time for
her. Your mom is the luckiest woman in the world.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Oh, can I tell you about some of the unluckiest people in the world?
Yes. Let's laugh at their misery. Yes.
Okay. Popularly online, the most unluckiest person, if you Google unluckiest person in the world, you always get Frayn Salak.
Frayn Salak.
Yep.
Well, it got unlucky within the name department. Yeah.
That's a name.
Sorry, Frano Salak.
Frano Salak.
Not Frayn. Yep.
Well, Frayn isn't her name, so that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, maybe it is. I don't know. Where's he from?
Oh, it says Orfrayn, Croatian.
Oh. Okay. Oh, damn it. I'm Croatian.
Oh.
It's related to me. Maybe that's where my bad luck with the game comes from.
Do you know any Frayns? Do you have any Frayns in your family?
It might. How is it spelled?
Frane or Frano?
Ano. It might be Frane. Or Frano.
I mean, it is Frano. The anglicized version.
And what's the last name?
Selak or Selak? S-E-L-A-K?
Yeah, Selak.
Cool.
Yeah.
Friend of yours?
It's my cousin.
My cousin. Yeah.
So if you Google unluckiest man, he'll come up, but he also comes up if you Google luckiest man because he's nearly died so many times.
Oh, yeah. Because it's perspective, huh?
It is. Yeah. And I was thinking when I was trying to find the unluckiest person in the world, I thought the truest unluckiest person in the world I'm never hearing about.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
They're just getting a steel rod through the brain and didn't learn how to play piano like that guy.
Yeah.
Exactly. So first near-death experience began in Jan 62. He was riding a train and the train flew off the tracks and crashed into a river.
Damn.
They don't know who pulled him to safety, but someone did, and then 17 other people on the train drowned.
Yep, that makes sense.
Yep. He did get a broken arm and hypothermia. Oh. And then the next year, he rode a plane for the first time, and the only time, because he was blown out of the plane door. He landed.
He was blown out? How?
There was a malfunction. So he got...
Yeah, so normally the door doesn't explode, but this time there was a little glitch and the door exploded.
I assume they mean sucked out, but he got sucked out or blown out of the plane door. He landed in a haystack and then the plane crashed and 19 people died. Then 3 years later...
Wait, so he fell out of the plane, landed in a bale of hay, and then the...
And then the plane crashed and 19 people died.
Wowee.
3 years later, he was in a bus... The bus skidded off the road and into the river, much like the train.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did he get sucked off the doors? That's not what he said it was.
He didn't suck off the doors.
No.
He swam to shore. He got a few cuts and bruises, but four people died. They drowned.
Yeah.
4 years later, in 1970, he was driving around and then his car caught fire and he jumped out of the car and then the car blew up.
Yeah.
3 years after that, 1973, his fuel pump in the car... different car, malfunctioned. It was covered in hot oil and then flames shot through the air vents of the car.
What the fuck?
That's unlucky.
It's so unlucky.
This guy's got some bad luck.
He lost all the hair on his head, but then he lived.
Jesus.
In 1995, he got hit by a bus.
Fuck. This guy has not good... his vehicle seemed to be his issue.
Yeah.
Well, this guy's got to start walking places.
Well, then in 96, he missed a head-on collision with a truck... by swerving into a guardrail.
Mm. Yeah.
If the guardrail gave out. I don't think I would ever go into any vehicle ever again.
Yeah.
Ever
well, yeah. Again. So when he hit the guardrail, he wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
Did he flow into another river?
He flew into a tree and then he grabbed on the tree and then his vehicle fell 300 feet down because the guardrail had smashed.
Wow.
What?
And then 2 days after he turned 73, he won 900,000 euros in the lottery.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so pretty lucky, actually. Yeah, that's not bad. That's good luck.
Lucky man.
See, now it's like, okay, now it's good luck. And then, but at the time of his win, he was married for the fifth time, so unlucky in love.
Yeah. But if he got 900,000 euros, who cares? Yeah.
Well, then he bought two houses, he bought one boat, and then gave the rest away and lived a frugal lifestyle.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, and then he died.
That makes sense that he bought a boat because every vehicle he's been in really wants to be in water.
Really wanted to be in the water.
They yearn for the sea.
Yeah. He's a seaman at heart. Mm. It's the thing that you were saying at the start of the episode where, yeah, he broke a mirror and had to pay his dues, yeah. You know? He couldn't die. He had to live out those years, but he had to have awful luck.
I was like, wait.
Yeah, he broke 10 mirrors the first day he was born.
Yeah. And they were like, well, we got to let him live, but yeah, he's got to live to 70. His life every fucking day.
He lived to age 87, but I have not been able to find out how he died.
Yeah, right.
It was surely probably being thrown out of a car into water.
I imagine if it was
he's immune to that. He's immune.
Causes.
Yeah. He, I don't know. Just exploded. So spontaneous combustion.
Explode.
Yeah. Old people can do that.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, on that note, I've been Aiden.
I've been Cass.
And I've been Ruby.
Yes, you have. Ruby, where can people find more of you?
You can find me on at Ruby Innes on Twitter. Or you can find me at my job. I do silly little funny, goofy, funny little gamer things. with
and we love all of them.
And you can find us on Twitter at BackpocketVids or on Twitch. We have a live show every Thursday night at 7 p.m. at Back_Pocket, where we just, it's like a variety show about video games. We're a little bit silly. Cool. And it's got Hex from Good Game, and she's my friend, so...
Whoa!
Brag.
Hell yeah!
So whatever,
and maybe I don't know if we're allowed to say, but maybe a new podcast coming out soon.
Maybe a new podcast.
Oh my God.
But we don't know who's to say.
We actually can't say. It's actually top secret.
it's super top secret. super confidential.
But look out for that. Follow those things, and you'll see when that comes out. And I'm sure we'll have you back on when that's out. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince.
Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with ACAST. Use ACAST's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with ACAST. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.